Now, the fact is that this constitution in cyberspace, not a legal document, nothing lawyers had much to do with at all, this constitution in cyberspace has engendered an extraordinary kind of creativity. Not just creativity and innovation, but an extraordinary kind of innovation. A democratized innovation. In the sense that this is a production not just of an opportunity for people to write new books, but for anybody to write books and publish it in this space. It's an opportunity not just for people to produce new music, but for anybody to produce new music and publish it in this space. It's an opportunity for people not just to code great new coding projects, but a network that facilitates coding by anybody in a shared open source context. It's an opportunity for people to bring ideas into entrepreneurial realization without the permission of major institutions like banks and credit card companies. It's an opportunity for creativity that is democratized. That's what cyberspace is. This is an important day because it symbolizes the battle we're fighting to preserve an earlier idea of what innovation here meant. Not innovation by going to someone else to get permission, not creativity by needing the permission of a publisher or a record company or some corporate institution where you code it or some bank, but innovation that's been democratized by the very architecture of cyberspace itself. I've spoken a little bit to these ideals and helped to advance them in a field that's very dark, a field of law, filled with lots of lawyers who want to think not at all about principles or architecture or code, but want to think about old ways of carving up a productive system, which it might just be is not the best way of carving up a productive system. Let's let the market take care of it in a background where the architecture is right, where we get the architecture right, then the market's fine. But where the market corrupts the architecture, then we're going to destroy what the internet, the opportunity for innovation that the internet gave us originally. We're in this kind of post-communist obsession that property equals progress. To question property is to mark yourself as a communist. And to mark yourself as a communist is to throw you out of the political discourse. So we have to all line up behind property. And we fail to distinguish between that possibly being true about real property, like don't touch my car, whatever you do, and a very different idea, which is the very same idea is applied to intellectual property. It doesn't follow. The one doesn't lead to the other. And we've got to relearn this fact. Now, I'm really skeptical that we will relearn it in time.